Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday. Always great to visit with former Carthage and former Illini West head coach Jim Unruh. I know we talked to him last year a little bit, of course, an assistant coach now down at West Hancock. I know a number of different football-related topics I want to talk to him about this morning, and also conference affiliation stuff. I was thinking, though, Coach, about, though, the kind of the promotion of football this morning, and I remember one of the great moments following your program, and I think it was the last year Illini West won the state title. I think that was, 2010, and you did your statewide media conference up in the press box at Memorial Stadium, and kind of the IHSA protocol is you can only bring a couple of kids up, and you said, nah, I'm bringing, like, all these dudes up, like linemen and everything of that nature. Do you remember that? And I think things like that in terms of promotion of the sport are so important. I'm like, you go, Unruh. Do you remember that moment? I thought that was pretty neat.
I do. I get a little bit – you gave me goosebumps there. I remember that very well, and I think we have to do our best to promote our sports every chance we get. And I'm just living the dream right now. I'm working for a man that I had the pleasure of coaching back in the mid 1990s. That was a former player for me. Now I get to work for him and get to watch the game somewhat through his eyes, and it's just a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, you're speaking of Coach Cook down at West Hancock, and I like to talk about the essence of high school sports too. I think about some of the days of you coaching, and I think, I think that state title game in 2010, you played against Stillman Valley and Mike Lawler, and, I think of the Coach Welter games with Aledo and Carthage and even Monticello. Is it like for you when you remember back in those days, I talk about the essence of high school sports is, you look across the sideline and you say, oh, all right, Lawler. I'm ready to give you the what for today, or Coach Welter. You know what I'm saying about that type of, image of high school sports?
You bet. And what's great about those types of games and such is before the game, I'm able to talk to those coaches and we can chat. And during the game, we get after it. But after the game is over, we shake hands. One of us is happy and one of us is upset. But overall, you went to battle, and I consider both those guys great coaching friends of mine still, and we contact each other every now and then, and it wasn't too long ago I was asking Mike Lauer for some advice of something to run here, and it's just a great camaraderie the coaches have, and I know people probably can hardly believe this, but I'll bet you Mike Lauer, before we played them in the 2010 state championship game, I'll bet you for a half hour before we took the fields, he and I were standing out watching the Class 2A game and chatting, and the same went for when we played Sterling Newman, I think it was in 2000-something, and Coach Popose and I, before the game, we stood out and watched them before 1A game. We watched them shovel snow off the field and chatted for probably 30, 40 minutes before the game, and I think people don't see that side of it, and we still communicate with each other via email. If we see each other in person, we share stories. So it's a great fraternity, the football fraternity has.
Well, and you just gave me an idea for a dream show I need to do here some Saturday morning at WRMJ, where I probably need 2 hours, where I get Lawler, Popose, Welter, and Unruh, and have a roundtable coaching discussion on WRMJ.
There'd be a lot of coach speaking that little meeting.
Well, and we would learn a lot. And I remember one of the days a couple years ago, I was traveling with Coach Welter and another coaching friend here, and we were visiting a mutual friend who was having some problems in his life. And I remember we had this conversation on the way there, and Coach Welter had indicated something about he made the statement, they were talking about coaching, and he indicated, well, when you're not coaching football, you need to still be active in the kids' lives you coach, because they know they understand. They know if you care about them. And I thought, man, that is so telling when he made that statement.
It's absolutely true. I tell you what, you find out what you mean to a player later on in life when you're invited to their weddings and other big moments in their lives, and you just find out how important you were to them.
All right, so I wanted to talk. I've been joking a little bit about this West Hancock situation and their conference affiliation, and you know the schedule. I see you're playing 4 Missouri teams this year, and you're still in the mega 3-team West Central Conference with Quincy, Notre Dame, and Macomb and West Hancock. So I think you like play Bismarck, Henning, Ottawa, Marquette, but I jokingly said, are you guys going to play in the Missouri State playoffs this year or the Illinois State playoffs? This conference stuff is really haywire, and I think, you know, schools, co-ops like West Hancock and then Macomb, they're kind of caught in the middle where I don't know if they're ever going to find a home, and that's really unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. I read in the paper somewhere that our traveling distance this year is equal to going to New York City. If that's amazing. We've been on long trips already this year. We still have a trip to Ottawa Marquette. Luckily, we were able to get South Beloit to come to our place for a Saturday afternoon game, and Bismarck Henning traveling across the state to come to our place. But it's a nightmare for our head coach, Travis Cook, and our athletic director to do that, you know. Quincy Notre Dame, I think it was 2 years ago, actually went to the state of Florida to find a game. And that's, you know, the traveling is just getting out there. But, you know, it is what it is. And we're locked because we're right on the border. We have the Mississippi River, and then we have Iowa and Missouri. So we can look to Missouri for some games. But the biggest problem we have is that we have all these big conferences right next to us, and they're all even number conferences, and we're not able to play them right now. So I'm going to throw out, instead of just complaining, I'm going to throw out a solution to you today, Mr. Jim Taylor.
Yeah, all right, good.
If you like it, let me know. If you see some holes in this, let me know. But, you know, I'm not one to just complain. I want to have solutions, and I've actually been talking to the IHSA, and, you know, I don't know if this is a good solution, but on my wall in my fifth grade classroom, I have a poster, and it reads, "We will do our best to include everyone so that no one is left out." And if you look at that poster like I do every single day, it regards fifth graders. So when we go to lunch, there's a fifth grader that's sitting by himself for lunch. We include that fifth grader with the other kids. Or if we go out to recess and we're playing a game of football and two other kids want to join and play, we don't say to those two other kids, "Nope, you can't play. We already got our team's pick. You can't play." We let those kids play. So here's my simple proposal for the day and to you. We have a school 11 miles from us in Illini West that we currently do not play in football, and they're probably our biggest rival. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that we want to play them. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that they want to play us. But because of conference affiliations, it's not happening. So here's my simple solution to this. I got out all the schedules of all the conferences around us, and I looked at who Illini West plays, and I looked at who, like, Macomb plays, who's also in the same boat as us. And I noticed that Game 7, we have an open date for this year and for next year. Illini West travels to Havana. Illini West is school of 346. We're a school of 370, so our school sizes are about the same. We're 11 miles apart. Havana is 594 students. Macomb is 581 students. They are 40 miles apart, so they're relatively close together. And their school sizes are the same. Why the heck can't we play Illini West Game 7 and Havana play Macomb Game 7? To me, it seems like an easy solution to a lot of problems. And as I went down the schedule, I was able to do that for all 9 games for next year, just with that scenario with Macomb and us. I think you know, sometimes we're looking to the IHSA to help us out, but I think we need to point the finger at ourselves, and we need to point the finger and get things solved, not just complain. We need to get them solved. So what do you think of that quick solution there that I
have? Well, you're kind of preaching to the choir, and for me, it's, you know, I can speak here, you know, with the one thing I don't like about the conference affiliation issue is the fact that these conferences that form always, you know, and football is the motivating factor. They want 10 teams so they get the 9 games. Well,
yeah.
I truly believe I like the scenario more of 8-team conferences or even 6-team conferences, so you have the flexibility of scheduling some non-conference games in those situations. Like here for, you know, for Mercer County, everybody wants the Mercer County Rock Ridge game every year. We don't get that. Coach, I've said it this year ad nauseum. Rock Ridge and Sherrard are in the same conference, all right? They're in the same conference, but they're in different divisions. They're in the same county, and their districts abut one another, and they're not going to play for 4 years. I mean,
how far are those two teams apart?
Well, the minimal. I mean, you're talking about, you know, you have multiple kids. If they live on one side of the street compared to the other, they'll go to Rock Ridge or they'll go to Sherrard. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
And that's like the flexibility of the common sense approach when you say why people will always tell you why they can't do it. You see what I'm saying? But they don't say why they can do it. And
so just for the heck of it, I'm going to give you another example. Like I said, I came up with, seriously, this took me about 15 minutes to come up with 10 examples. Here's another one. I used the Prairie Land. Here's an example using the Three Rivers Conference. We were playing Monmouth-Roseville in our conference until Monmouth-Roseville, found a conference they could get 9 games in the Three Rivers. So once again, using the scenario, West Hancock, we need some football games. Macomb every year needs football games. Why can't West Hancock play against Monmouth-Roseville as early as next year? We are 370 students. They are Monmouth-Roseville's 515 students. They are 65 miles away from us. At the same day, have Macomb, who's in the same problems that we are, play Kewaunee. They're 85 miles apart. You have one school of 581 versus another school of 554. To me, it makes easy sense that, you know, we're scratching our heads to find opponents to play, and they're right in our backyard. And they're locked into conferences, which I understand, but I think there has to be some leeway in there where those conferences can get outside of their conference to play games. And I'm going to go back, because I'm looking at this poster in my classroom right now again. We will do our best to include everyone so that no one is left out. You know, fifth graders can figure it out. I think adults should be able to figure it out.
All right, good. I'm glad you talked about that and with the conference affiliation issue. We're talking with Jim Unruh this morning. He, of course, 6 state titles at Carthage and then Illini West. Now helping out one of his former players, Travis Cook, at West Hancock, and the Titans of West Hancock ranked in the top 10 in 2A. So we're going to continue our conversation, have much more to talk about with Coach Unruh coming up after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.